Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. All righty, folks. Thanks for joining me for another episode. This week, it's about getting real. I want to talk to you about a subject that, this is going to be a tough one. I'm calling it stay in your own lane. It's the idea of just letting people be, giving up control, giving others free will, just as you'd like to be given your own free will. And I come to you with a little trepidation because I know how much I've learned and how far I still have yet to go. But, you know, we're on this journey together. We are walking each other home. So I want to lay it all out for you. Not hold back, you know, not pretend by any means to be perfect or to have this stuff down, but to really give you an inside view as to my process and how I've been able to overcome some of these big obstacles that have held me back as an entrepreneur, as a teacher, as a wife, as a mother, as a friend. So staying in your own lane. When we can learn to stay in our own lane, to get out of other people's business, to let go of the need to control and fix and force people to do what you want them to do, we free ourselves and we also make ourselves available to be freed by others. So I heard one of my most favorite teachers in the world, Adi Ashanti. He said once very casually in a conversation in one of his talks, he said, if you want the freedom to be as you are, you need to give others the freedom to be as they are. If you want the freedom to be as you are, you need to stay out of other people's business. Now, it gets tricky, and it's gotten tricky for me as a business owner because I have this yoga and meditation center. We have 80 plus classes a week. I employ 30 plus teachers. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of personality. There's a job to be done. There's a product and a service that we've got to offer in a high quality way. So there's got to be some level of control, right? There's got to be some level, and I don't think control is the right word. There's got to be some level of discipline for all of us in order to consistently put out a great product. Right? There's a great book out there, old business book called The E-Myth, and it talks about the McDonald's model. Right? Every single burger had, you know, the same amount of pickles and the same amount of ketchup. You maintain consistency across the board so that you can always offer a high quality product. So, you know, with that, there needs to be a certain level of corralling and moving together, right, as a team, building these great products. But for me, it's been such a challenge in managing 30 egos, right? In managing people. And I certainly have not done a perfect job. But boy, have I learned. Boy, have I learned along the way, you know, when to kind of place the card down and say, okay, we're going to move this way, and when to just lighten up the reins. So if we want the freedom to be as we are, we do need to give others the freedom to be as they are to a certain degree, obviously. So how are you doing with that? How are you doing with giving your kids or your partner, friends, parents, siblings a little leeway, a little freedom to be on their own journey? If we try to control people every step of the way, it honestly just mucks it up. Mm-hmm. I'll use that kind of clean word instead of going the other route. And this isn't an all or nothing, by the way. There's a balance. There's a fine balance to moving through life offering others advice and support without control, giving people the benefit of the doubt that they are intelligent beings and that they have a good idea of what they need. They actually, in fact, last week we spoke about that you already know exactly what you need. And so here's the big aha for me. If I start to trust my own intelligence, if I start to really trust what I do well, then I can also trust others and that they're going to know what they need to do, right? My girls, they know what they need to do to stay warm on a cold winter day, right? I don't need to remind them. Like my Italian grandmother, every single time I'd leave the house, you know, put on your hat to make sure you're warm. Take your scarf, put it around your neck. Your neck gets cold, right? But I mean, that's an Italian grandmother and we can deal with that. And that's kind of light and just loving. But just to look at how often you're trying to manage others around you, coming back to trusting yourself, and that you know what you need. You don't always need to hear it from others. So how do we do this? Just like everything else, folks, we got to settle down. We got to stabilize. And then we are able to see ourselves. We're able to recognize our patterns. We're able to shift right before we're about to open our mouth to control someone or to manipulate something. We're able to just pause. So just like with all the stuff I talk about, it's about stabilizing and settling and then strengthening your ability to see clearly, to know emphatically what you need to do or not do, say or not say in any given moment. And I'll tell you what happens when we start to let go of the reins, when we start to really stay in our own lane, is that we become more fluid. We become more agile. We become a more positive light and energy to be around. Others don't feel as judged when they're around us. They feel more free themselves. So there's so much positive about staying in your own lane, right? And I just say that because this is a question I ask myself. Am I staying in my own lane? Am I staying in my own lane? You know, you think about it being on the highway. Can you just stay in your own lane and not always get in other people's business all the time? And so I'm going to leave you with another question. This is a really powerful question I've heard from several different sources. And it's just one to carry with you into your day. Would you rather be right or effective? Would you rather be right or effective, or successful? You can use successful. You know, think about it in your workday. Do you always have to be right? Can you let that go and allow others' intelligence to come through, for us to collaborate, for us to co-create, because that we are so much more powerful when we're together, when we're working together, than when we're judging each other, controlling each other, manipulating each other for our own benefit. So there's a lot there. There's a lot there. And let me tell you, I have learned the hard way. I've made mistakes. I've said stupid things. I've tried to dictate and control. And I've learned that it is such a happier place. I am such a happier person. And I'm sure much easier to be around when I can give others their free will in balance, obviously. So there it is, folks. Take it or leave it. It is up to you always. Thank you for joining me once again. Have a fantastic day. Be well. If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend. And review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.